Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Eniade.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Bob Fesco talking about the trade deadline.
The trade stuff is interesting. I was talking to somebody yesterday that's close to the situation about the trades. I'm like, where are we here? What's going on? And quiet, silent, cold out there was the word that I got. Cold. There's nothing going on right
Accurate.
Now. Yeah, exactly. Misty. Like, you look at the weather right now today, that's the trade market in the NFL right now. And I texted back, I go, teams aren't willing to admit they suck yet. And the response was LOL, right? But that's where we are. I think after this weekend, I think we'll see a sprint to the trade deadline on Tuesday. I feel like that's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going to see that sprint as well. There's just not a lot of time in between this Sunday's action and when the trade deadline actually happens on Tuesday. So I would agree with Bob there. So I was on ESPN today, and I would highly encourage any NFL fan to check this out. So they did a what's going on with every team in the National Football League. So they had Jeremy Fowler, who's one of their top reporters, kind of comment on every situation. They had the individual beat reporter, so somebody like Nate Taylor, give his thoughts, give his opinion. And then they had kind of like a pro football focus kind of outlook on every team. So let's go through this. So the question was, is your favorite team looking to add, subtract, or are they sitting out? From Jeremy Fowler, I believe the Chiefs are going to largely stand pat, save for a modest defensive move. The Chiefs are inclined to stay put on the offensive side, but they will continue to explore defensive line depth. This is my question to you, Rob, and I asked you this in a forum yesterday. Do you think that this is it for them when we're talking about their defensive line? They went out and they got Mike Pinnell. The only other player, I guess, I think that is obviously available for them is Colin Saunders. He is on an NFL practice squad. So if you want to go get Colin Saunders, I mean, you've had the ability all season to go get Colin Saunders, and you haven't saved him from the Jacksonville Jaguars practice squad. Maybe you want to get him. Maybe you don't want to get him. Maybe you're waiting for this thing to happen. Maybe you're not. Who knows? But I think these are the kind of moves that the Chiefs are looking at. I don't think the Chiefs are making a Joshua Uche kind of move this season. I think the Chiefs feel very, very good about where they're at, and they should feel very good about where they're at, and the Chiefs are going to go with what they know. That has just been a theme so far of this season. Think about the offseason and free agency. When they had a chance at running back, they went back and they got Kareem Hunt. When they were looking for wide receiver help, they brought back Juju, they brought back Hollywood Brown. When they were looking for this position or this position, like, they have largely stayed with guys who have been on the team recently. So if you're telling me they were looking for defensive line help, and then lo and behold, Mike Pinnell comes back, a guy who played in 31% of the snaps last year, just becomes available and you don't have to make any kind of roster move really to go get him, I think you go get him, and I think that's their move. Now, they could make another kind of shuffling the deck chair kind of move, but I genuinely think this is it. I think that Mike Pinnell is going to be the biggest move that they make between now and November 4th. So,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
I agree with you. I agree with Jeremy Fowler. I don't know the Chiefs are making another move. And if they do make another move, I don't know it's one like even to DeAndre Hopkins level from last year, which I wouldn't call DeAndre Hopkins like an earth-shaking, can you believe they did that type of move? But it was big.
I would for the Chiefs. I actually think that's a pretty big
move.
That's
fair. I don't know they're going to make a Joshua Uche type of move. Maybe they make a Mecole Hardman move, because remember a couple of years ago, I believe it was 23 maybe, the Chiefs made a seventh-round pick move for Mecole Hardman. Maybe that level of move is coming. It's transactions for the sake of transactions, so maybe that's coming. But, man, what Jeremy Fowler's reporting and what Bob is hearing, and he's setting that cut, I do think is of note. Not the part where he's like, oh, teams don't know they suck yet, but the trade deadline is quiet. You want to know why? There's a lot of teams in what we call the wash on this show. They're in the I don't know category. If you're, I don't know the name of the man, but if you're the GM of the Houston Texans, what are you doing in 4 days or this in a week? Are you selling? Are you buying? You're what? In the race, but not in the race. USA Today thinks you're going to finish 8-9. You're a team that was in the playoffs last year. Like, how good are the Colts? Like, there's a lot of questions for the Texans. Maybe for the Texans, you're not selling. So if a Texans level of team isn't selling, then you got to figure all the teams at that level aren't selling. For a cross conference analogy, if you're the Cowboys, are you shipping off parts in a week, or are you standing pat, maybe trying to add a small piece and saying, hey, you know, we feel like we have the offense, make a few moves, we're still in this thing, it's wide open. I think there are so many teams that are in that I don't know category as far as good, bad, or indifferent that I don't know a lot of players are available. And because of that, the players that are going to be available on your Browns, on your Jets, on your Dolphins, your dregs of the league, the price went up because there's just not an abundance of players. So armed with what Jeremy Fowler is saying and armed with what Bob is hearing, yes, I do believe the Chiefs are done, because I just don't know there's a lot of availability for the Chiefs, because I think a lot of teams are taking the phone call and being like, we kind of like where we're at. We're going to play it out. And they're not quitting on the 2025 season.
I think one thing is pretty important when it comes to all of this. Like, I think this is really, really important. I don't think people want to admit this. I think people really want the NFL to be baseball and basketball when it comes to the deadline, and I just don't think it is. So, Rob, we can go through it here really quickly. There were 8 trades made last year at the deadline. Do you think that any of these trades worked? So, one of the trades. Here in Kansas City, DeAndre Hopkins got traded around the deadline. Do you think that deal worked out for Kansas City? I would say it was a kind of move. Yeah, that's what
it
was.
They went to the Super Bowl.
They were going to the Super Bowl whether or not DeAndre Hopkins was on the team or not.
They had no receivers. So, I mean, I lean yes, but it's a very much move.
So, last year at the deadline, we saw Devontae Adams get traded. We saw Jerome Baker and Ernest Jones get traded at the deadline. We saw Baron Browning get traded. Remember last year, the Amari Cooper trade was a really big deal last year. That was a team that added a wide receiver. Amari Cooper had a minimal impact
and then retired
at the end of the season. Deontay Johnson got traded at the deadline. Marshawn Lattimore got traded last year.
That one I would say had the most impact. That's probably the biggest one you've... It's not big, but it's the biggest you've mentioned so far.
Jonathan Mingo got traded. I just think that our sports brains hear trade deadline, and I think we look at it like baseball. We've seen baseball teams make big-time trades, and it has put them over the hump. That happened in Kansas City with Ben Zobrist and Johnny Cueto. The Royals don't win the World Series without making those kind of trades. We've seen CeCe Sabathia and Zach Greinke. We can go up and down the line of big-time players that get traded at the deadline, and there is a noticeable impact when that player gets there. This happens every year in the NBA. There's a team or two that maybe you don't pick up a star player, but you'll pick up a rotational piece. You'll pick up a guy that, hey, this guy can be a really good starter for us. He can knock down a couple of big shots. We need a guy like this when it gets to the postseason. I just don't think football works that way. I don't know if, A, I don't think those players are just available. Like, if your team struggles to get to the quarterback, I'm sorry, you ain't fixing it at the deadline, because no team is cheaply giving you a good pass rusher. That ain't how the NFL works. If your team is really missing a wide receiver, you ain't getting a really good wide receiver at the deadline. You're getting somebody like DeAndre Hopkins, who is on the 16th hole of his career. It's over for the most part. So yeah, you can get a fifth-round pick, fourth-round pick. He'll help you a little bit. He's not an explosive player. He's not a dynamic player. I just think when we have these conversations about the deadline, NFL fans want it to be something that is just not. So equipped with that information, you're not going to hear me talk about trading a second or a third-round pick. No, do what you just did with Mike Pinnell. There's going to be veteran players that get released from their team between now and the end of the season. This happens every single year in the National Football League. Kareem Hunt was a free agent. Anybody in the league could have got him. Mike Pinnell was a free agent. Anybody in the league could have got him. Focus on hitting those picks. Go get that guy, a guy that knows your system, knows your locker room. You don't got to spend any real money, no draft assets. Go get that guy, add him to the team, and see what happens. Find somebody on a practice squad now that the rosters have expanded.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.